adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Hey there. If you're in the chat, maybe it's just my monitor. Did my colors look warm to you?
You look a little warm.
It was a little warm. You did look a little warm.
It doesn't look like that on this monitor, but over here I look very looks hot. Looks like a hot summer day.
It is.
Knock down the yellow a little bit.
Yeah. I think, but then I put it up there, it looks great. Huh.
Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hi everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Nika Howard.
Hello, my pronouns are she, her.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
My pronouns are he, him.
All of us back together.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Bachman's back from the diarrhea factory. I had to put in a double shift.
He's now employee of the month.
I'm quality assurance.
The diarrhea.
Everyone's like, he sucked his way to the top. And I'm like, no, he didn't.
No, he's just really talented.
No one also knows diarrhea like me.
He dopes to get
Wow, what a scandal.
It is bad. Should say that it's hot, so energy might be weird. And also, you might be able to hear our fans, but that's okay.
It's hot in Boston.
I'm sure David fixed 99% of it, but it's hot. And it could be a lot worse.
It is nearly 9:20 p.m. and it's 88 degrees still here. So it's hot.
And our office is the hottest place in the world.
Yeah. I had to be outside this week. It's terrible.
Me too. It was so hot.
I wore a goddamn suit.
I wore sensible slacks.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to your son.
Yeah, congratulations to raising a child.
Congratulations.
So that they graduate from high school.
He graduated.
He freaking did it.
That's wild.
Good for him.
That's so cool.
There were times when I wondered.
But he pulled it out.
But he managed to do it.
Were you going to rip his D&D character sheet in half? I was like, I'll say Tiamat ate you. I swear to Christ.
I'll do it.
I'm going to delete the 250 characters you created on D&D Beyond that I have to slog through every time I want to go in there.
Man, they grow up so fast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, golly, I guess we should maybe give away some dice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's reach deep, deep, deep into that moist hole to get some dice.
Oh man,
there's a moist dice hole.
It's in the earth. You don't know if perhaps you will be bitten by something, when you put your hand in, or maybe there will be beautiful dice in your hand.
No dice bag, please. Just wet, wet dice.
Just like you're not, you really can't eat them. You also should not, do anything with moist holes in dice.
You should not.
They're very pointy. They're metal.
Dry holes are okay.
Yeah. Wet holes, absolutely not.
It would hurt more in a dry hole.
Technically, your mouth could be a dry hole.
Every episode on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, we give away a pair of dice, two dice exactly. And yeah, you know, if you go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code greetings-June, or I guess greetings-July, who the fuck knows, keep trying it. It's on our Instagram. That's how you know. You'll get 15% off. That's 15% off your entire order, which is a great deal. And most importantly, we get a little kissy. So if you need a, yeah, Father's Day's coming up. It's always coming up, depending on when you're listening to this. So get your dad some dice. You know, it's a July 4th. What's
Father's Day?
What are you talking about? What, your dad? For your dad?
get a July 4th dice.
Your dad loves the United States and he loves dice.
No, it's the next, it's another holiday. He will love it.
Father's Day already happened.
Yeah, but we're close to it.
Like
and,
a week
ago? And it's coming up.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Holidays had to use ShopRite. Prices Right. They use Prices Right
rules.
Oh, as soon as you're over it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we get a little kissy of that, of your purchase. So it's a fun way to make sure that we get a couple of bones thrown our way. We're so thankful to Die Hard Dice for letting us give away a beautiful, delicious pair every single hour. At twitch.tv/geeklyinc and hashtag ad, hashtag sponsor. Oh no, everyone. It's the Nerdy Witch 18. Congratulations. Bell, 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 bell. Nerdy Witch 18, you have won a pair of dice, a thruple of dice, a polyamorous fuck pile of dice.
Wow, I was like, wow, you get six dice? We're taking one of them.
I do like to think that they have one dice that's $60. I like to believe that that's the case. But I don't know if that's true.
Thanks again to Die Hard Dice. DieHardDice.com. Now that we've given away some dice, why don't we roll a D20? Yeah, I think Mike Bachman can't because...
Why?
I can.
I mean, would it be any worse than normal?
No, that's right. That is true.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I rolled a 5.
11.
Yeah, 20. 20.
Oh, you need to pick.
20.
Nika Howard, who do you want to do the recap for this week?
Tim, could you do it, please? You had a lot of good information earlier.
You literally asked me what we did, so I told you. No, that's fair. I'm sorry.
It was a test to see. Yeah, it was a test to refresh your memory.
You've got to get someone else to do it.
I'm sorry.
And Bobbin can't do it, so it's me or you.
Well, you usually choose Michael. Okay, so last week what we did on Drunks and Adventurers, we frickin' got back home to our beautiful, beautiful Tower of Gray. Had to check in based on some of the actions that we performed. We, you know, fully burnt down Bigby's tower.
Yeah, we found an astrolabe in there with tuning forks also.
Yes, yes, that's actually an incredibly important part that I forgot, or was about to forget.
And I actually took notes last time.
What a bro you are. Yeah, so we are acquired a whole bunch of tuning forks. I believe... Mount Celestia's was gone.
Yep. The tuning forks were missing from Mount Celestia and the Abyss.
And the Abyss. And we went back to the Tower of Gray, questioned Seltra and whatever version of Tom this is, whatever soul. I'm still not over how a clone, like Tom's version of clone, has a soul. Like, what do the gods do when they get an order? Order up, new baby, order up. 70 Dragonborns.
Okay, you know how, like, when you save a picture online and then, like, someone screenshots and you save that picture and it just keeps, like, deep fried? That's what Tom's soul situation is like. Just a deep fried soul.
A 320p soul.
Yeah, it's been...
God, what about magic, though?
I think it degrades.
Magic has nothing to do with a soul.
No, what if it does, though?
Oh, fuck.
In my brain, I'm just thinking of, like, Facebook boomers and their memes, their Minions memes that are very pixelated and blurry. And I just feel in my heart that that's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe the weave and divine things interact. But you know what? I bet they do. I bet it's a different word. It's a different stroke for a different folk. Anyways, we found out that Bahamut is dead. They shot Bahamut in the back of the head.
We fucking did.
And
maybe one for Tiamat next.
Tiamat might be dead too. We're unsure. We let
she is extremely going down.
Toby's partner. No, they don't quite always admit the partner part.
All right, so that's very serious.
It's exclusive for Toby, but Kate has no such qualms and is pretty explicit about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole thing is, what do we do next, right? Do we go try to head off Trant and the gang at one of the next God Zones? Do we lay a trap? Do we do this? We probably need to deal with Lonnie and her slight possession issue she has going on. So after chatting in a little bit and going out to the spa zone of the Tower of Grey, we went out to a field a half mile or mile away, give or take, from the tower. And then we let Lonnie just really give in to her sicko mode.
Oh, yeah.
Really just ball with the ball with it.
Oh, my gosh. She so is about to.
And I believe Michael said that she's not filled with Orcus. She's just filled with evil.
Chaotic evil, yeah.
Or something, which is what our friend Chris Farthing used to say. Let me put my evil in you, which I thought was funny and scary. And that's what happened to Lonnie.
Another thing that I just had in my nose, we acquired a great sword of life stealing from Bigby's lair.
Yes.
Who would even use that?
That's true.
Who would use that?
Bucky would probably use it.
But yeah, and then at the end of the episode, Lonnie got big.
Yeah, Nika, what is triple-sized Lonnie look like?
Be Lonnie!
Head doesn't get any bigger.
Tiny.
Lonnie grows big, and her pants, everything stays the same. It just like grows up, so everything becomes like very cropped. It's which, you know, like maybe it's like almost to her hip now because she keeps like pulling one of her pant legs off, but
like the ferret's just around like 3 inches above her belly button.
her ferret is the her bra.
Yes, I love it. Oh man, and it's just like right the strip, kind of like in the Fifth Element, like like right across the nips.
Sorry,
in areolas.
Can her leg hair grow out a bunch? I think that would be fun.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be fun.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and your toe and fingernails.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it goes Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, I mean, they're already. It's just Lonnie, but like more feral. Like if her family had abandoned her in the woods whenever she was 3 years old.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I think like she's real big and she gets kind of like pig pen and there's just like a little like dust cloud around her.
Well, it's because it shook off all the dust on you, all your natural armor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you took Lonnie out to a field. She failed her wisdom saving throw,
more or less on purpose,
and became an entity of evil chaos. And now I'm going to ask you to please roll initiative.
Oh,
why?
Oh no.
Me too.
Oh yeah, definitely you.
Okay.
Fuck.
God.
I rolled a one.
Oh damn. Well, I rolled bad, y'all.
Good. I got a 3, Michael.
That's what
tomorrow.
I like to hear.
I got 12.
Oh wait, maybe not. Rowan might be the only one in.
I got a 14.
I also got a 14.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's the rule when you tie with
DM chooses?
All right, cool. I know what I'll choose. All right. Well, Lonnie, you're first.
Wait, oh my god. He's gonna attack us?
With a 14?
Yeah. She tied with Rowan.
Do you get to pick?
So what happens now?
Lonnie, don't hit her. Don't hit her. I assume she's going to punch Rowan. I don't know.
Is you get to choose what you're going to do.
From my email, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Draw a card.
Draw a card.
So you get to choose what you're going to do. God.
Okay.
But depending on how you roll,
okay,
you might not do the thing that you want to do.
Okay.
Okay, you choose who to attack, but you need to make a wisdom save.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Nika is going to respectfully try to kill us for fun. And Lonnie would too, for roughhouse reasons.
She doesn't know that she's hurting you. It's just happened.
We took a long rest, right? Yeah, we did, because we literally joked about how long we wasted.
Is the tree ant here? Can I attack it?
That's been dead for so long, bro.
It's just keeping it alive.
Stop bringing it up.
Did we bring a goat that we can like put out in the field as a decoy?
No, I believe we set up a nice. No, why would we murder a goat?
Well, we don't want to hurt our friend Lonnie. We want her to get her distracted. Get all our energies out of this.
I love the idea of us out there holding a goat, just like, all right, Lonnie.
Do this.
Lower your defenses. Commune with your greater chaos and evil. Don't look at the goat.
I do love your shock at the concept of killing a goat after snapping a baby's wet neck two weeks ago.
It wasn't a baby.
It literally said baby.
It wasn't a baby.
It was an undeveloped clone.
Bachman, you were gone last week when I referred to it as a Grogu.
It was very Grogu.
It was an underdeveloped clone. It's different. It's not a baby. And I made sure I did. Okay, there was a soul in it.
Yeah, that'll play well with the media. Good spin.
So, Nika, you don't have to choose to attack at all. You can just say, I don't attack.
Okay, could I just, like, could I attack the ground? Could I, like, punch the ground?
I'm mad.
Yes, you can do whatever you want.
What's the ground's AC?
My dirt. That's deeded to us.
Okay, yeah. I want to punch the ground.
There is a big tree next to you.
I want to punch the tree. I want to pick the tree up. Okay. And I want to...
He's so mad!
Can I eat it like a corn cob?
Yeah, you can like rip the tree out of the ground. That's
okay.
That's cool. Okay. But first, you got to make a wisdom save. We're going to see if that's what you do or not.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, and then if she fails, are you going to take what happens, Michael? Or is it a secret?
Then the chaotic energy takes over and does something different.
Oh, that's fun.
A 14 plus 11, so a 25.
Okay, you rip this tree out of the ground. And you know, you can start munching on it if you want.
Corn cob in it? Okay.
I just made it like a beaver, like...
So, I know there's a lot of wisdom saving throws, but now, would you like to continue to be this creature, or would you like to try to contain
Can I ask the creature a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, is it a Hulk situation? Because I think we're all assuming it's Hulk.
I think it's...
And you love Avengers Age of Ultron, so...
the email subject that I sent to Nika was Hulking out.
I think it fits.
Perfect.
Hey there, big guy. Sun's getting real low.
Oh, yeah, y'all gotta come up with a phrase. Oh, this is a perfect time to workshop it. Okay, so I'm gonna say like this. And I think Lonnie would say, okay, I think that maybe we got this a little, I don't want to say under control yet, but I feel like I'm doing pretty good with you, Orcus. How you doing up there?
We must slaughter.
Okay, what if we threw, is there a mountain nearby, Michael?
Not really.
Is there
can be a hill.
Okay. What if we threw this big wooden corn cob into the hill like a spear?
What if we threw the tree through one of these beings like a spear?
No, we cannot do that because these are our friends. They give us egg salad sandwiches.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Well, maybe.
Just to watch their little frail bodies broken and mangled.
How about this? What about if they stop giving us egg salad sandwiches, we leave their little frail bodies broken?
What if we instead drank their blood? What about a blood salad sandwich?
Okay, well, I have had a little bit of Toby's blood, and that boy has a lot of iron in his diet. Honestly, I think maybe he eats a little too much beans because it's very metallic. But scud tastes like tuna.
I could go for some tuna.
We cannot eat scud.
Yes, we can. Oh, but can't.
You want to get some street meat later?
Can't we eat
him? I'll order it raw. We could both live dangerously.
The only street meat I want is scud street meat.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to pull back reins on this one. I think we're getting a little too X-rated here. This is a PG Brain Palace Orcus. Unless you found that Scarlet Harlot fanfic.
But it doesn't. It doesn't have to be, does it?
I'm very concerned about what you're implying
right now. We can do whatever we want. Might makes right, and we are the most powerful being in the universe.
Nika would be smart enough to stop saying this, but I don't think Lonnie would. Have you ever talked to that really cool book thing that Toby has? I tell you, now that is...
Tell me more of this book.
Okay, well, maybe I'll tell you more whenever I know more about it. I don't know that more, so I gotta take control every once in a while. Okay, I gotta take control 95% of the times, and then we can go out wild at night, and, like, maybe, I don't know, you can eat, like, a cow or something, but only cows or farm animals.
That's no fun at all. I will be taking control.
No, thank you.
Wait, did the book talk?
Yeah.
We need to get Orcus, the book, and Blood Drinker, like, all together in a room.
Yeah.
Just let him, my God.
Let him have a spinoff. Like Joey. Yeah.
Just Michael talking to himself.
Michael talking to himself in three very similar voices.
what do we see when Lonnie is doing all of this?
You see her rip a tree out of the ground and start chewing on it.
All right, so far pretty normal.
I mean, it does look like she's maybe just following her instincts right now.
Yeah, we've seen small Lonnie do this.
So maybe she's not feeling... you know, like, aggressive towards us, but I think we should still be pretty careful.
Yeah, put an arrow between her eyes, just to be safe.
No, I'm kidding. Worried about that.
Okay, so it is Rowan's turn.
Okay, so hey guys, remember my Eyes of Charming that I have? Mm-hmm. My glasses? I would like to use them upon Lonnie.
Ooh.
Lonnie slash Orcus to charm them.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and do that.
So it's a wisdom saving throw.
It is, unless you're immune to the charmed effect, which Lonnie is.
No!
Dick.
Damn it. Love to see
it. I cried.
Well, there goes one charge.
And one action. Shit.
Fuck.
Okay.
You could hit me in the balls.
What?
The ball gun.
I can hit you in the balls.
Is that not an action? I don't know anything about the ball gun. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, that is an action. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, next round.
I thought it was a bonus.
I have no fucking idea.
No. It's just like a bow.
I mean, I can hit her with my rapier, but I mean, I guess it's not going to do that much damage, so it's probably okay.
Yeah, and you can do non-lethal.
Yeah, with the rapier.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. I also was thinking about, I can't do it this time. But I was thinking about doing Hail of Thorns, or sorry, Ensnaring Strike at a very low level, so it will hit her, but hopefully to wrap her up. So, next time, I will try that. Yeah, I'm gonna try to hit Lonnie with my dancing rapier. We'll see.
I'm not doing anything!
23?
Oh my God.
That will hit.
Okay, it's not much! It's just a little bit!
Just slapping her little butt.
Just stop.
Just enough to piss her off.
Yeah, it's 11 damage. 11.
On her butt.
Where would I dancing rapier her to get her to, like, pay attention? Maybe, like, across, like, just a quick, across, like, both of her forearms.
Like you're grabbing a biscuit too soon.
Yeah, like you're, like I was a teacher slapping you with a ruler.
Yeah.
I look at Lonnie and I'm like, Lonnie, stay calm and focused. Stay cool. Don't kill us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable, compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
All right, well then let's go to Scud.
When I draw a card from the deck of many things, is it destroyed?
The card? Yeah, I think it goes. I think you can only draw once, right?
Okay.
Okay. So what, Scud, are you drawing a card from the deck of many things?
Why would I do that, Michael? Michael.
Because you said you're going to do it every episode.
Michael, why would I
do that? And then you got mad at us for not doing it when you're gone.
The first thing you said.
Okay. No one is going to be happy with me this episode. I'm sorry in advance.
Hey, man.
Okay, so I I drew a card that this is a custom one that that I did run by Michael and he did agree to. It allows me to multiply all numbers associated with a spell by three.
Oh, what?
Like, and this is like, I mean, this is like,
I'm yeah. so scared.
So,
why are you gonna get murdered?
since these cards get destroyed, when I came up with this one, I had a specific purpose in mind, and I'm sorry I have to do it.
Oh no.
Everyone knows that Summon Lesser Demons
is
such a bad idea.
Everyone knows.
How many will there be?
Let's see. Okay, so let me just do the math here real quick.
We're all going to get exploded by them.
Oh my god.
This is going to be a little bit of math. So if you want...
I imagine them crawling up Lonnie's legs.
Or our legs. They don't give a fuck.
Well, we had to...
No, I can put a circle around us.
That's not what the spell said.
Lonnie's going to love it. She's going to love this.
As part of casting the spell, you can form a circle on the ground with the blood used as material component. This circle is large enough to encompass your space. While the spell lasts, the summoned demons can't cross the circle or harm it.
Yeah.
They can't target anyone within it.
Yeah, your space. It's just you, brother.
Why does it say anyone within it? Why wouldn't it just say you?
Yeah.
That is a good point.
While you're in it.
How big is it?
It does not say specifically how big it is.
That's a good point.
Well, all right then.
Okay, let's see. So.
Yeah, maybe if you had like a... I mean, it seems somewhat explicitly just around you. But if you think about it, your space is one. What if... So that means... Your space is now three, big blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only caveat here is that I don't, in order to summon more demons, I do not have to cast it at 27th level. Like that's like the one thing.
You just explode.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be, I am casting it at 9th level.
Oh my god.
So that's 9 times as many demons. So that's 8, rolling a 5 is 8 demons.
Uh-huh.
Times 3, and then 9 times that many demons.
Oh, no, so many.
Be glad so I can only do this once, Michael.
I can't even count that.
It's 216 demons.
No!
I think it's only 3 times as many.
No, because I summon 3 times as many demons, and you multiply that by 3.
All even that is multiplied?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah! How many demons?
216 demons. There is no... those would be at a challenge rating of a quarter. There is no 3/4 challenge rating, so it would have to be a half. I think that's fair.
Sure.
Oh my god, even that number? Why do I keep saying... Why am I still so surprised by this?
So, and then for my bonus action, I summon spiritual weapon, but in the form of another demon.
What sort of demons are we talking here?
Technically, you choose, Michael, but also that's a lot of demons.
Oh my god, these are so many disciples.
I did not think at all past the number. I have no idea how this is going to work. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, yeah, that's not great. I guess
they're all non-lethal demons.
Sked, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh god damn it.
I only get one chance at this.
They're just spilling out.
wait, I can't stop.
I think it should be abyssal chickens, but just 3 times as big as normal.
that's perfect.
Yes. Oh my god.
I'm into
and
it.
Honestly, I feel like Lonnie would love that.
That's true.
And this might actually fix it because she might be
eggs.
So into the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
How many horse-sized ducks have
they? So you just throw 212 giant abyssal demons.
16.
216. All right, we're going to roll for each one of them.
I love it.
Yeah, one initiative for each.
Okay, spoiler alert, they don't look like chickens, really.
No, they look
they're pretty scary, actually.
Yeah, they look bad.
Their bottoms, their leggies look like chickens, but the top looks very scary.
Yeah.
It looks like the creature from Stranger Things.
It looks like a Tremor from Tremors 2.
Ooh, or that, yeah. And it's got kind of a venom tongue going on and venom teeth.
I should have done a persuasion roll before this, but it's gone now.
You should have.
Oh, yeah, you don't have your thing now.
Yeah, RIP.
Your extra persuasion.
All right. You should have persuaded yourself not to do this.
So what is this? What do you imagine this looks like, Mike Bachman?
I imagine that Scud did not do the math. Like, he sees this, and he's like, oh, no, I gotta do summon lesser demons. And he, like, expects, like, it to be more, but not, like, a lot. And it's literally, like, he's unable to stop shooting demons out of this portal.
Fire hose!
He's screaming. He's in pain. He's like, no!
It's like that scene from Grandma's Boy where the guy is jacking off to the figuring, and he says, I can't stop coming, and he comes on his friend's mom.
No!
Oh, my God.
My friend's mom just came in and found me summoning demons, and I turn around, and I'm just, like, summoning them all over the place.
Yeah, that movie sucks.
All right, so there's now 216 demonic chickens.
All with their own initiative.
Abyssal chickens are carnivorous, temperamental, tasty bottom feeders.
Scud usually, when he casts his spell, skips the step of making the circle on the ground. He absolutely does it. Like, as soon as he sees how many comes out, he's like,
oh, yeah.
It just draws a quick circle around him with blood.
All right, Chad, if anyone has any ideas on how to roll for 216. Demons.
You don't. I would think you have to do it in, like, maybe, like, groups of them.
Yeah, you have to use swarm rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Swarm rules.
How long do they last? I forgot to look that up.
Forever.
Three times
you,
as long.
Like someone joked, I'm sorry I missed your name, that you just started the second demon apocalypse, technically.
That, you know what? That's going to be a whoops from me.
Only for an hour, thank God.
Only for, it's concentration! We're good! I can stop concentrating whenever I want.
Oh, cool.
Where I feel like it.
That actually is really helpful.
But I've got 3 hours to do it.
I keep forgetting.
Just keep coming out.
And 3 concentrations. That's funny. You really are grandma's boying it right now.
Why don't you just like do like a Wreck-It Ralph type thing? Like, you know, where they like all the chickens just swarm together into a larger chicken, and then you can just control it as one creature.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's essentially what you do, right? Is that's generally the
demons
idea.
All just like hop up on each other's shoulders and like hold on to each other and make like a big demon out of themselves.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with
that. I feel like that sounds dope.
I'm pretty happy
yeah,
with,
just roll like a D100 and then that many of them successfully attack and, you know, figure out what their basic attack is.
All right.
There's lots of ways to do it.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, because then you could just do the dice roller online and it will do it for you.
Yeah, but you don't want to do 212. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna have them go after Toby.
Okay.
Sweet.
They have multi-attack? That's funny.
Wow, the Abyssal Chicken makes 2 attacks. One with his bite and one with his claws.
This is funny. All right, so
he's a big Abyssal Chicken for big Lonnie.
All right, and Michael, that's your way of saying it's my turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
I knew what I was going to do, but now there's 217 new variables. Part of me wants to just kill all of them.
The chickens?
Yeah.
What?
They're mean and rude. And they deserve to die.
But they haven't attacked Lonnie yet.
I will never forgive you.
I don't want them to attack Lonnie.
I love when you know they attack a little bit.
I said they were non-lethal chickens.
Don't mean she's...
They're beings of chaos. You can't control them.
She's hulking out.
Okay, somebody in chat said Poltron, and that is very funny.
It's very good.
Okay. That is very funny.
Is that Oheimer?
I missed who said it originally.
Yeah, I think Oheimer.
Oh, yeah, Oheimer.
That's so good.
Poltron is so fucking good.
I will.
Timmy, you're trying to take away from Lonnie the ability to fight Poltron, which she would love to do.
Right.
They're just going to be wrestling.
This is one of those moments you don't do what your character would do for the audience.
Yeah, yeah, Toby would definitely be trying to stop it, but Poltron's too strong.
That's not true. I could get rid of Poltron.
I will just to make sure that we're safe, I'll cast Major Illusion, Michael, and put us in a box of safety.
Okay.
Made out of, I don't fucking know, strong shit.
Box, strong shit.
Is that box inside the blood circle?
Yeah. It's like 2 inches behind it, just to be safe. It's pretty tight in here. It's quite warm. It's a warm day.
Getting hot in here.
Getting hot in here. And I think that's my entire turn, because I'm very, very overwhelmed. And I'm like, why did you summon that many demons? What is this gonna? You're gonna eat our friend.
I couldn't stop. It felt so good.
Why did you pull a card? Why did you give? Toby would say, give me the deck right now, but obviously I don't want to turn it into a player V player situation.
All right. So these chickens, these abyssal chickens, all form into a Poltron TM. And which is, it just, it looks, you know, the same, just really big. Big Lonnie sized, in fact.
Yeah.
And it is going to attempt to do a beak attack on Super Lonnie.
Beak.
All right, so this chicken is coming hard at Big Lonnie, and it swings its massive Poltron beak at you. I do need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 25.
Okay. So you get out of the way of most of it, but there are still a hand. You do still get a little chonk on the side from its big beak.
Okay. I hate it.
Yeah, they don't do very much damage. So that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, but there's little rowdy dum-dums.
Yeah, only 4 times 200.
What?
I'm going to say that you are going to take 21 damage from this attack.
21? Okay.
21. Yeah, that's
nothing. That's nothing.
Is that the first time Lonnie's been hit by something?
Ever?
Maybe. Yeah. She's not invisible now, so yeah.
All right, well then we go to Lonnie. What are you gonna do?
I want to. Okay, I say to Orcus. Orcus's chaotic energy.
Right, because Michael, you said it's not Orcus, or
it's not technically Orcus.
But we keep calling it Orcus, and I think whatever it'd be would get mad at that. Maybe it is funny, regardless. There's no wrong answer here.
Yeah. Do they get mad, or are they okay with it? I will ask them. Do you have a name that you prefer other than the chaotic energy that once inhabited Orcus?
Names mean nothing to me.
Oh, are you a symbol?
I just want to kill something.
Okay.
Stop talking me to death. Let me murder.
Oh, well, you're stuck in here for a long time. It may not be a good time, but it's going to be a long time. And we got a lot of stories, so you better buckle up, buddy. Okay, well,
let's... Did I already make the joke? I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me. About the chaotic energy that formerly used to be Orcus.
Yeah. Okay, well, what do you say we, you want to punch these chickens?
That's a lot of chickens. Did you guys say that already?
Look at all these chickens.
Lonnie says, and I'll be like, I can fuck up a chicken.
I think somebody in chat said this, but like, what if, like, how distracted would Lonnie get if like this chicken laid an egg?
Oh, would it be
big
one
big egg?
I think like if there's like the introduction of like an egg, and especially big egg that could be big egg sandwich, Lonnie instantly takes over. Michael, can we add this as a clause? If the introduction of an egg so happens in the situation,
egg,
Lonnie
then
immediately gains control. Yeah. That's, well, her safe word.
You need pseudo-egg. You need enough mayo to.
We have an unending thing of mayo.
That's true.
Oh,
you
shit.
Do have infinite
shit.
Mayo. Would it be like a machine gun of regular size eggs?
This is basically like, wait, it's gonna turn into a bullet hell boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is all eggs.
Okay, I want to punch chicken, big chicken, Poltron. Lonnie says, okay, a chaotic energy formerly known as Orcus. All right, y'all. All right. I don't know. Why was I not talking like that? Okay. All right.
Weed smoke into your chin.
What?
Hello, this is Lonnie. I am talking on the telephone.
On today's Grand Designs.
Oh my God, I love that Lonnie's British. Okay, but only on the message, the sending stone. Okay, I punch, I kick, you do, oh, same attack powers. Okay, so I can punch 4 times, and I'm going to do 1d12 plus 8, and each strike also does another 6 necrotic. Necrotic.
All right, well, first you have to make your wisdom saving throw, this time with disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
Michael?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to kill us.
We all know the chicken has the advantage.
I rolled a 16 and a 14. 25.
All right, you were able to maintain control.
Wait a minute, a wisdom saving throw? And the wisdom is with this Lonnie's stats? Big Lonnie's stats?
It is with Big Lonnie's stats.
You gave me better stats with Big Lonnie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
Lonnie the Wise.
Wait, am I supposed... No, I want to succeed.
You do want to succeed, yes.
Okay.
We all want you to succeed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're your parents.
Thank you. I got a 27.
You just haven't been hitting your potential.
Oh my gosh. A 27 for my wisdom.
Okay, yeah, you succeed.
Does a 13 hit the Poltron?
It does.
Sweet. Okay. So the other one was a nat 20.
Whoa. That's a crit.
And then the other one. And then, okay, so they will all hit because the lowest I got was a 13. So I have 4 hits with 1 crit.
Minka is essentially playing a brand new character, right?
Yeah.
Or is it just her character times 3?
It's her character, but beefed up.
Yeah. Okay. 89 damage.
God damn.
To the... oh, wait. I'm sorry. No. 102. 102 damage to Poltron.
Okay. A number of these little chicken guys are splattering off.
Ew. Oh.
A whole 11 of them die.
Yeah.
All right, average round. You know, let's see what we can do.
Okay, Rowan.
Okay, well, I mean, what can I do? I need to chill Lonnie out, and I don't have chill out spells.
Really?
No.
Oh, do you want to stop, or do you want to control Lonnie? Do you want to, like, try to get out of this, your chaos being?
Oh,
I thought you were asking Jennifer.
I was like,
I feel like I should, but I also feel like nothing has told Lonnie that this is bad.
Like, she's just having a good time right now.
Yeah.
She's just, like, wrestling.
I mean, he's literally said he wants to drink the blood of your friends and stuff.
Well, but, like, he hasn't. Like, Lonnie said that she wants
That's
to,
true.
Like, live inside a KFC, but she hasn't done that yet.
Do remember that you have to succeed 3 times to...
How many times have I... Oh, and I've not succeeded at all, right?
At all. You're at 0 right now.
Okay. Maybe I'll try once.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the gentle reminder, Michael. I rolled a 15, a 28.
Okay, that was successful. So you have 1 of 3... necessary successes to return.
Oh, cool.
To normal. Okay, Rowan.
I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike at first level. So I'm just trying to get her with a little arrow, not super hard.
Just shoot your good bud with an arrow.
Make her stop.
But she's just attacking the demons.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? So I guess I'm going to attack the demons.
You could try to make a persuasion check to snap her out of it. Maybe that would help give her, you know, another success. We don't know that. We don't know what Michael's has in his giant cauldron. It's like a gumbo, really, if you think about it. Or you can shoot him. I'm sorry. You know, I don't want to poo-poo your ideas.
I don't know what to do. The thing is, I guess I'm not super worried about killing Lonnie.
Oh, word. That makes sense.
Because okay. I'm not going to hit her very much. And I...
What? So what is the thing that you're inside of right now?
Now, that's a good question.
I kind of just think it's like
three refrigerator boxes with slits in it to shoot and peer out.
So I can still shoot things out of it, probably. Probably an arrow doer would be like one of the easier things.
Yeah, definitely. And I assume some of these things have just come up from our years and years of training. I guess I would have a decent idea what to do for my good friend Rowan.
I mean, I guess I don't really want wanting to get overrun by the demons if I do tie her up. That seems not great.
Well, remember, Scud can just get rid of
that's them. True.
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm trying to get Lonnie to chill out a little
right?
bit. Right? So,
anything that breaks concentration.
So
which you can do as a free action, which I think people think you can do off your turn. I'm not convinced by that. Chat, what do you think? But you guys go ahead.
Well, then I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike at first level, I will try to hit Lonnie with my bow, but just not, I'm not going to add anything special onto it. Just a basic ass bow. See what happens.
How are we debigging Lonnie?
I'm trying to wrap her up so she can't cause problems. I rolled pretty great. That's a 30. Against Lonnie. Yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, that'll hit me.
Okay, so I do 12 damage to Lonnie. But then also, now, I would like to... She's got to do a check. A strength saving throw, which now that I'm thinking about this, I think she's probably going to... She might win this. And she's got advantage, because I'm assuming she's large.
She is large.
So yeah, strength saving throw. And if she doesn't make it, then she's restrained by magical vines.
So Lonnie, strength save.
Okay.
With advantage.
I rolled an 8. And a 2. Okay, this is working, though, well in your favor because 8 and 2 with...
Oh. So I think that'd be 16, right?
Yes.
She fails! Yay! No strength! So, Rowan, there's like the little hole in the... Tim, I feel like you said a cardboard box.
I mean, it's not made out of cardboard, but it is... Toby didn't think of anything cool, so it just is like... It looks like either a porta potty or a refrigerator box.
So there's a little tiny window, makeshift window in there. Ron goes ding and shoots an arrow. And it, let's say that it hits Lonnie in one of her thighs and then wraps around the thighs, like what happens to the AT-AT in Star Wars, so that she cannot walk very far.
Sick.
So she's restrained. Until the spell ends. So I'm concentrating on it, so I'm keeping it there.
Nice. All right, it's good.
Yeah?
Your turn.
So Lonnie's restrained. I guess I need more information on the end game here. Like, Lonnie's restrained.
Lonnie's restrained. You're currently encased in a illusory thing, so you're safe. And... there's a big chicken fighting Lonnie.
Okay, but what do we need to do to stop Lonnie? It's just restrain her? I mean, is it like...
You don't know.
So I think what would you do to the Hulk?
Do I need more chickens?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, what would Scud do if their friend got possessed or mutated, right? We don't know what we do not know. Like, I mean, Michael mentioned to Lonnie or to Nika... that she got one of her three saving throws, but our characters don't really know.
Right.
Yeah, your characters don't know.
We explicitly brought her out here to test her, whatever this is. So we were expecting something not that chill to happen.
Okay.
Like, it's totally legit for you to just say, I don't do anything. Like, that's fine. Yeah.
Or, you know, you could do like a plead. If you had that plus 10 persuasion, that'd have been sick.
Wish I did. I mean, I still got a plus 8. It's not bad.
Check your character sheet again.
Ah, yes, I read it wrong. Perception. I read perception. Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do you have so much charisma? Only Harper has.
Ooh, feeble mind can be ended by wish.
And we got like four. You have four wishes on deck still, right?
We got a bunch in the chamber.
We got a bunch in the chamber. we're wish rich.
All right, here we go.
Is feeble mind concentration?
No, it's or, one action.
No. That's awesome. Feeble mind's so cool.
I fucking love feeble mind. There's like an ogre still running around somewhere. Just like
I think it was a giant. Isn't it a giant?
It was something. I don't know. It's a big guy.
One of those big dudes.
I'm just imagining a Cho'Gall out there somewhere, just loving his life because he doesn't know any better. Yes, it's an intelligence 18 saving throw.
Okay. So, Lonnie, you need to make a intelligence saving throw.
Lonnie's famously very smart.
It's funny you should say that.
She is pretty smart now.
I just rolled a big, fun nat one.
Actually, if this is like an intellectual battle with whatever this Orcus energy is, did I just make it harder for Lonnie?
Wisdom's different. It's fine.
Read the folks what Feeble Mind does.
Yeah, you blast the mind of a creature you can see within range, attempting to shatter its intellect and personality. The target's going to take 46 psychic damage. And then intelligence and charisma are going to become one. This actually doesn't really do anything to Lonnie except she can't talk now. Or understand language.
Oh no, this is like a Hulk, but worse. Oh, no. Oh, this is the worst choice she could have ever. This is the wrongest she ever got. Times three.
I was thinking like you can't use abilities, but no, it specifically says they can't cast spells, activate magic items, understand language, or communicate in any intelligible way.
So I can still smash. I just can't communicate anything.
Right. Oh, no. You know that part of you that's arguing with Orcus? Gone.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what. As soon as you rolled in that one, I was like, that this might have been bad. You can, however, identify your friends, follow them, and even protect them.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
Lonnie can still try to make a wisdom saving throw to not kill you all, but the demon within her will still try to kill you all.
Lonnie, I'll see you in 30 days.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is happening?
All right, so Lonnie's extra dumb now.
I'm so dumb.
I didn't read the spell, in my defense.
That is a good defense. Toby?
I cast Prestidigitation, and I pronounce it correctly, too, and I make a harmless sensory effect. I make the smell of the best egg salad sandwich that Lonnie made for us on one of our many, many downtimes when we fucked around in between adventures, or not really in between adventures, but then when we wasted time chilling when we shouldn't have. And I kind of spread it vaguely around in the cloud of abyssal chickens, opposite to where we are. Again, want to distract this feral beast away from us.
She's restrained right now, though, FYI.
Oh, my God. You're essentially trying to get Lonnie to remember the good times with the exiled sandwich. Is that, you're trying to calm her?
Yeah, so Michael, I thought about that, but Toby has just absolutely doo-doo charisma.
Oh, no.
So then I was like, all right, well, I can let my friends that have maybe a plus one handle that. So part of me was thinking, you know, I'll take it. Honestly, I'll take it. But I wanted to mitigate some harm, lessen the harm. Mm. And if she is going to Lonnie smash, I would like to point it in the other direction. That being said, yeah, I mean, I explicitly infuse it with a memorable egg salad.
Wow.
Scent. Okay. Well, why don't we have that give Lonnie a bonus to her next wisdom saving throw so she can...
Hell yes!
Yeah, so Lonnie, you can have advantage on your next wisdom save.
Please don't make that be next week. I won't remember.
Well, now the Poltron turns. The Poltron gets a little space, turns, and opens fire with its egg barrage.
Oh no.
And it starts machine gunning little abyssal chicken eggs at you, which are missiles.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm gonna catch each of them. Fuck, I have never done this before. Okay.
Okay, so you've got You got a shitload of eggs coming at you.
Okay,
what are you doing?
I would like to do this if I can. Deflect missile says mm-hmm. you can use your reaction to deflect or catch the missile when you're hit with a ranged attack. If you do so, the damage is reduced by 1d10 plus 25. So I was thinking, like, what if there's just like this machine gun barrage of eggs and I just use my... I would like to just be able to like boo, 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 and like deflect maybe all of them as a whole because I'm fast. Mm. Is Big Lonnie fast?
Big Lonnie is fast.
Oh, no, that's too dangerous.
Okay, Big Lonnie is going to be so fast and like not or arm tornado. Maybe arm tornado those eggs right back into Poltron.
You can technically only catch one egg unless Big Lonnie has a feature, because I can't see it, but I just think it's really funny to catch one egg as
out of all the things that are here.
That's less of like a rules warrior thing. Mostly I just want you to get crushed by egg. That's more of a me fetish thing.
A single egg comes out, she throws it back, and then as she turns around, a barrage of eggs.
Got it.
That's why I didn't know if we're using swarm rules. Maybe we use like swarm rules for missiles. It does say deflect missiles.
I think you can deflect multiple missiles. I'm happy with that. You're still gonna take some damage here.
That's fine. This
is too many demons.
All right. And how much did you say that your deflect missiles?
I can deflect 1d10 plus 25.
Okay.
Do you want to roll the d10 or do you want me?
Yeah, you roll the d10.
6. So 31.
You're going to end up taking 53 damage.
Wow.
But it would have been more.
It would have.
A lot more.
Yeah.
These are spicy eggs.
Oh!
These are rotten poison spicy eggs. They're from a demon chicken.
Oh. I thought they were going to be spicy, like maybe like some soy sauce with sriracha or something.
Like you can get those hard-boiled eggs that are like buffalo, have like the buffalo sauce.
Oh my god, like a pickled egg, but yeah. It's just been sitting in hot sauce.
Yeah.
That probably exists.
That's horrible.
A hot pickled egg? Gross.
In certain cuisines, these are considered a delicacy.
Well, okay.
What do you do with the ones you deflect? Are you like chucking them around or what are you doing? Can you throw them back? Isn't that a thing?
If I reduce damage to 0 and I have a free hand, then I can make a ranged attack. So I cannot because I did
not. Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah, dang. I guess the ones...
Or you throw 30 back. Who's to say?
Yeah, 30 on fly back.
Okay. I think you throw a number of them back.
Right to Poltron. That's what I would like to do. And the other ones, could I eat them? And I'm like, ooh, these are spicy. I don't know what that voice was, but...
Chad is saying deviled eggs.
Yes.
Deviled eggs!
These are demon eggs.
Demon eggs, right there. Oh my god!
Deviled eggs is funny. That was funny though. I respect you.
Chad's on fire tonight.
They are. Wow, you guys.
So like the first few, you're like, I'm numb, yeah. And then you're like, wait, these are bad. These are bad and burning me. So then you start trying to whip them back, and you whip a number of them mm-hmm. back. The rest splattering against you and causing you acid damage. And now it is your turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I don't know. I can't talk, so no talking this.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Is this... Oh, we're fucked.
Wait, Lottie also can't understand language, so it wouldn't be able to understand anything the Orca Center to say.
That can be good.
Or bad.
Okay. Yeah.
That's such a good point. It ends... Well, Lottie didn't seem like she was arguing. Per se.
So now she's just gonna be like, still I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah, it's just a strength of wills.
She's just living her best life and going with her id.
Head full, no thoughts.
Lonnie just attacks.
You know there's like some fucked up demon eggs. No, there's not. I was gonna say like a Paula Deen thing, but Southerners probably wouldn't have fun with a demon egg. Maybe you're a New York City Guy Fieri types.
I'm gonna Google demon egg.
So 4 hits again. No crits, though, this time. 39. 95.
Whoa! Okay, so you do a number of punch. You, like, punch right through its head. Its head explodes and then, like, reforms like a Terminator.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
And it is getting noticeably smaller.
You mean T-1000?
Yeah, one of those.
Which I guess is a Terminator. That's what the T stands for, right?
It is technically a Terminator.
Oh, I never thought about it that way. Huh.
And give me that. Give me that wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom is a 24.
Nice.
I love the idea that you can have like a one intelligence, but still be very wise somehow.
No, that's true.
That does make sense though. Yeah. It's just like your friend that like isn't book smart, but they just like, oh, they're so wise.
Hi, man.
Lonnie manages to regain control of her senses between the extreme indumining that she's undergone and all of the spicy eggs. And she's able to pull the energy back within herself. And she shrinks down and returns to regular Lonnie.
Wow. Perilous.
Keep shooting her.
No, please stop.
Just kidding.
A Poltron is still towering over.
Poltron still towers overhead.
Give me the demons, you fuck!
Scott is like, think about baseball. Think about baseball.
Wait, no, opposite.
Well, he needs to think about baseball so he doesn't think about the demons. Yeah. He's got to bring his concentration.
Well, when I'm just hitting it so right, I don't want to lose. Okay, I guess maybe not.
Do you drop concentration?
God, I do, but I don't. I do it under duress. I don't want to.
You're like, oh, I guess I'll get rid of Poltron.
Give your 190 goodbyes.
And do like a like the end of a soccer game where you have to handshake everybody on the other team.
Poltron does like salutes you with its leathery wing before it disappears back into the abyss.
Don't do that again, both of you. Jesus Christ!
I can't. The card's gone.
I don't know. That was pretty fun. I do have to say.
No, what the fuck? You can't talk.
Are you talking?
Or can she talk, Michael? What's the situation?
No, she can't.
She can't until we fix it.
Uh-oh.
I just gotta say, I am so sorry. I did nothing to help this episode.
You chose. You chose.
You can be sorry for something you chose to do.
You say you're sorry, but the glee you were displaying.
Like, yeah, I chose to do it, and I would choose it again, but I am sorry.
I'm sorry that I got caught.
Oh, right. I can't. So, 30 days, do I have a... Am I on vacation for the next month?
Actually, it could also be ended by greater restoration or heal. I think I got one of those.
All right, then let's pull Lonnie to my good friend, the long-suffering... cleric in town.
Yay!
Heal my...
Okay, so this is what happens. Because she's still got all the vines around her, so we just, like, bring her, like, carry, like, pull her down the street as if she was a rowdy dog. A big rowdy dog, and we're like, come on, Lonnie, let's go! She's like...
Yeah, she's screaming.
She really, you know, her bark is worse than her bite.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like Big Lonnie doesn't have any malice in her heart, really. She's just full impulse, you know?
No, she has explicitly malice. What were you
so
heard
much
that,
malice.
The part, you heard the part Michael said, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to ignore it.
It's only malice. It's cabaret malice.
She's snarling and snapping at us.
No, but she's no longer
she
Big Lonnie.
She is malice.
She's small Lonnie.
She's small, but she's still snarling and snapping.
Yeah, I call her normal Lonnie.
That's mostly, I think, frustration out of not being able to communicate.
That's fair. I mean, that's frustrating.
It's Clarence Scrimwald.
Yes.
He's a dick, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I see no difference.
This guy.
He would probably be like, God damn, what's up with your eye and hand? Hand, wave it away. Like, just,
I don't want to talk about it.
What's that smell? Does someone smell ozone?
I'm going to stand outside. You guys deal with it.
All right. He restores Lonnie's brain. And that's where we'll end our episode.
Woo!
What if Lonnie's smarter now? What if she had another curse? Just kidding. That wasn't nice.
Is Lonnie smart, Michael?
No.
Damn, okay.
This is in a town, right? We were in a town where this happened? Like
Greenham.
Yeah.
Near Greenham.
Where the Tower of Grey is.
I would probably get... Scott would probably get a tattoo of a demon chicken while a single tear rolls down his cheek.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then you're like, you know what? Let's tattoo that single tear. But let's tattoo that single tear 216 times for my good friend the demon chickens.
Oh my god, his whole body covered.
No, it's just like one long thing from under his eye that goes all the way down by his like
they're
knee.
All named. Every single one of them.
Well, let's hear them.
Like the outline of each tier is a name written.
Oh, in super small script. That rocks. That's so cool.
Wow. That was very cool.
Oh, we laugh. The other thing that we like to do is thank our reviewers who leave a 5-star rating review either on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or the mysterious third thing. It super helps us. As I've said, I'm going to go jump right in it. You might even be able to do, I don't know, other podcast apps might be able to look at it. Look it up, depending on what you listen to. Zeus says, amazing podcast, I must listen. Longtime listener, first time reviewer. I love this podcast and everyone involved. Haven't been able to play D&D for a couple of years, so this is how I get my fix. The cast is hilarious and have amazing chemistry. I can't wait for the day when I can go to my first Geekly Con. Thank you all for everything you do. Love you all. Now our first review of 2021. Thank you.
Snipey MacGyver says, wife's account. Awesome podcast everyone should listen to. I feel like you guys are friends I don't have in my real life, but I also get excited like a little kid when you retweet or like tweets to you guys. You are awesome folk who I wish to meet someday and be able to work up the nerve to go to GeeklyCon. Please come to GeeklyCon. It's super fun. You guys bring me so much joy on my rides to and from work. Can't say enough good things about the podcast.
Disgruntled Paladin said, this podcast is full of beans and I love it. Whether you're a fan of Bone Cards or the Scarlet Harlot, this podcast covers all of your needs. The chemistry of the players is chaotic, and it makes the most entertaining tale of heroes.
Stupid Nyx from Kanata says, great podcast with so much comedy was my introduction to D&D. Listen on Spotify, so I've started from episode 1 4 times now. Don't speed it up because I love the canter. And us Canadians love Michael DeMarro.
That is true, statistically.
Statistically.
I'm very big in Eastern Europe and the Middle East.
Yeah. Azerbaijan loves Nika.
Joe Bubsky, 22, says, sup, nerds? Hey, dudes. Just want to keep this short, tell you guys that Nika is right. Pathfinder's pretty cool. You should give it a shot. Also, did you know that in episode 277, when you guys went to Elysium and got caught between a bunch of orcs led by Grumsh, and the city walls, that Lonnie stole a rat-sized horse with a poisonous bite and shoved it in her ferret?
Did I really?
It might still be there. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
It's pickled. It's a pickled horse now.
That sounds made up, but I...
Wow!
That should be a new thing with reviews.
A pickled rat-sized horse.
Is reminding us of weird shit we said.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That we should probably keep talking.
I don't even remember that.
No, yeah.
Why would there be
that
a rat-sized
fake.
Horse?
There hasn't been a single wall in this entire show.
Well, okay.
I remember the wall.
I do remember that wall. And then that's the first time Toby cast Wish, and that was rad. It also gives me psychic damage that was episode 270. That's stupid.
That was like almost... Like really 200 stupid. Episodes ago.
That was 500 years ago.
We could probably stop now.
That's true. Do you guys want to stop now?
Sure.
Do you mean like recording or like the show?
Yeah,
the show.
We can't stop the show.
He means the show, Jennifer.
Yeah. We're only on 413.
Oh.
He means the show.
I thought you meant the episode.
Oh, we're okay. Oh, Jennifer, my sweet. Nerdly Legal Eagle says, bring me a high... love, title play for a live reading bait. Got into this podcast when a friend told me I should listen because it sounded exactly like DeMarro. Oh, because I sounded exactly like DeMarro. Imagine my surprise and discomfort when I learned that she was right. It was just like experiencing those 5 horrid seconds whenever I log into my voicemail, but had somehow developed a habit of blocking out and hosting hours of hilarious and wonderful D&D adventure. Blocking out, I guess that's what I said. Yikes! Thankfully, after 200 plus episodes, I've learned the nuances between myself and tomorrow's speech patterns and can comfortably enjoy listening to episodes without guilt of thinking I've been unknowingly ignoring wonderful and long-lasting relationships with great people. They go on to say many, many more nice things. Thank you.
Toxic Mickey says, I'm new to this. So just last week, I'd gotten bored and looked around Spotify to find a podcast and haven't put this one down since. I am a new listener and I've got a lot to listen to, but I just finished episode 25 and this is such an amazing group of people and Thrifty is such a good DM who makes this game really fun and unique for his PCs. Plus, by far, there is no greater player than Tom Darkblade, who is basically the face of the show from the beginning. I know I'm really far behind and you guys won't read this.
It'll never change.
But I really love the show and wholeheartedly recommend this to anyone even remotely interested in D&D or have even heard about D&D. This podcast is the one for you. Keep it dicey, I guess.
Planet Joshy says, I meant idiots. First of yes, I meant idiots. I am stupid multiple times over. Okay. Original slabber. But I did a dumb and forgot about the podcast and its many hours of joy. I've been trying to catch up and I'm on currently episode 200 something. By the way, I've been listening since I've been 12. Love you all so much.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
Every time.
Oh, so they got to be 20 now.
I mean, they've been listening.
If they were
the
slabber
beginning.
And started at 12.
Oh God, that's true. Wow, that's wild to think about.
That is gross. Duke of Miglin, from the United States of America, says, "Sorry, Tim. I've been listening for several years now and never gave the review this podcast deserves. Even though I'm on my second listen through." I have managed to at least get one friend of mine to listen as well. I'm looking forward to him catching up and hearing this. Hey, Ralph. thank you so much for the great content. And I will soon be joining the Patreon so I can finally hear the episodes with Roland Twenties. That's a great idea. Patreon.com/ D&D podcast.
Because we put those original Kickstarter ones up there, right?
Yeah, they're up there. You gotta go deep because there's so much content.
Yeah.
On
so
there.
Much goddamn content.
T-Fole says, second review, I cannot think of a better podcast. Starting from the first episode in 2016 and listening through several times to making the live show in St. Louis for the 2017 GeeklyCon. Michael and the gang have brought me nothing but laughter and smiles these past 5 years. You won't regret listening.
Nice.
All right, let's wrap it up there since it was confusing. Arguably the most demons we've probably non-demon apocalypse number of demons.
Yeah, but still quite a few, the most demons since then for sure.
Easily.
How did the Hand of Orcus do that?
Brazier of Worlds, Whip of Binding, the other one.
Oh god, I need all that stuff.
Orb of Endless Power,
yeah. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I know all of those places at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm on Twitter at Tim Lanning and on Instagram at Tim Lanning. And I've been streaming on twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. A lot of fun games, including our Rime of the Frostmaiden game every Thursday at 2 p.m. Definitely check it out. I also do a Naruto podcast and an advice podcast. Look at my link tree, which is in my bio.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me, oh my God, going through puberty. You can find me at Nika_Howard. I stream sometimes. I did the other day. We played Dream Daddy. It was super fun.
Oh,
that game is fun.
And yeah, if you want to see other things I do, I'm pretty much all platforms at Nika_Howard. There's a link in my bio for everything. You can click on it and see where it takes you.
Find me at the Mike Bachman. Find me on YouTube, Review Hole. Find me on Twitter at Review Hole. Check out Game Crimes at Game Crimes Pod. Come to my house. We'll hang out. Don't come to my house.
Nika will help you move.
Yeah. Let me know. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finish rolling for each of your 216 lesser demons, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Nowhere Land, Tectonic, Exit the Premises, Spatial Harvest, Drankensong, and Americana are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.